Hey, you guys, it's Matt Walsh. I'd like to tell you about a cool initiative that'll be happening all month. UCB Comedy Podcast is excited to announce that November is Diversity Pilot Month. So every Friday on our feed, we will be dropping a new underrepresented voice in the world of comedy and podcasting right in the UCB Comedy feed. You can do your part by tuning in and listening every Friday just to get a little extra bonus entertainment. Thanks for listening. Peace. Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
With long, distinguished careers as investigative journalists, Scott and I have had our fair share of run-ins with tragic characters. None more so tragic than former Super Bowl rookie liaison and Popeye's Chicken drive-thru operator, Devin Tackberry. We crossed paths with Devin recently during a brief pit stop in New Orleans and invited him to take part in one of my favorite segments, the Park Cast.
You don't know where you're going, do you?
No idea.
Yeah,
Devin, we like to take people that have gone through some kind of struggle in their life, and we like to drive them in a car and park them near that spot.
Yeah, sometimes it's a landmark.
Yeah,
sometimes it's a home.
I don't have to get out then. I can just hang out.
You can get out, but
we're
going to
park
just...
and we're going to get out and probably go in and look at the... We shouldn't tip where we're going. It's going to be a surprise.
It's good to be back in New Orleans.
Yeah, the podcast has no rules, essentially. We just want to talk to you about whatever you're feeling in that moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You haven't been to New Orleans in a while. Do you have any idea when the last time you were here was?
I want to say I was here for Jazz Fest. I was working on Derek Trucks' management team. I'm good, thanks.
You're welcome. I think I drank the water, Matt. Sorry.
You drank the guest's water?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to drink out of it. All right.
Hopefully there's more.
I
actually can't sip from other people's.
That makes sense, actually. I don't have self-control. I'll just drink anybody's.
You can catch hepatitis that way.
I haven't. I just went to the doctor.
Hep C?
Clean.
Okay.
Jazz Fest?
It's just good to be back. I was working with Derek Trucks' management team at the time.
Okay.
He was like a young phenom, played with the Allman Brothers a lot. And then decided to go off on his own and got an offer that he was really excited about, and that's great for him. And I ended up going through a brief depression, actually, right after that. Stayed in New Orleans for a little while and just drank and... listen to,
that's when you got your tattoos.
It's when I got the big one. Yeah.
The big one.
That's what I call it.
Have you seen him with his shirt off? It's just a different shade. He's gotten it taken off since then.
Mm-hmm.
It's like two different shades of the same.
Yeah, so
basically.
Well, what it is it's basically I had the tattoo artist do a tattoo of my torso.
Uh-huh.
So it almost looks like over my torso. So it looks like it's just out of focus.
Yeah.
I just look out of focus. That's what I went with.
Does it make you look more in shape or less?
Less. And I thought it'd make me look more. I thought it would be sort of like definition and shading. And instead it's just...
if it's not exactly on the muscles, then
right.
It's kind of like two different...
It's not a good... It wasn't a good idea. I have regrets about it. And
what's the time commitment for a tattoo like that? Like how many hours were spent on your body?
Well, it was 16 sessions.
Wow.
At 4 hours per session.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I guess if I had to do the math on that, it's like...
We have a staff. You don't have to do that. 16,
yeah, it is. That's
16 times 24, somebody.
That's exactly the kind of
we'll
math.
We'll have it by the end of the interview.
Okay.
It takes
that's
bit.
The particular type of math that I have trouble with. Just simple multiplication.
Yeah. I'm going to say 400.
Well, it felt like 800 hours. But anyway, it is what it is, and slowly but surely I'm getting it removed the same way that you would clean like a battleship,
Just wipe, just swab it down.
Yeah, it just takes a long time, though.
Well,
I haven't been around here in a long time. This is amazing.
Yeah. How come people are buried above the ground in New Orleans?
Well, it has to do with ghosts and the fact that you know, New Orleans is actually below sea level. Not a lot of people understand that. So,
especially the Army Corps of Engineers, it seems like.
Is that a New Orleans joke?
That's
not a cool joke to make. I'm because sorry. I mean, I still consider myself a New Orleanian. That's what we call ourselves. I think that's it.
Matt, we can rewind that and delete that, right?
Yeah, we won't even have to rewind.
No, it's fine. I'm here to help you guys out. I'm going to take you guys later to my favorite spots for food and music. And wow, this is just bringing back so many memories.
What's the cast for? The wrist cast?
You know what? I do push-ups in my bathroom every morning. That's my workout.
Sure.
I do 60 push-ups in 60 minutes.
It's not bad. Do you take...
I do 60 minutes,
so that's a lot of breaks.
I do 5 right out of the gates, hard, fast. Take a 20-minute break, crank out 20 over the course of 10 minutes, and then every other minute all the way through the rest of the hour.
The first one is a warm-up, and then you lose your warm-up momentum.
Quick 5,
break.
Breathe, then 20 over 10 minutes. Then just alternating.
It seems like you're just kind of stretching the time period to try and make it last
you can
an hour. Are you watching a show?
Like, you can ask anyone who's in physical fitness, physiology, NFL trainers. I'm friends with the trainer for the Saints. I might actually, now that I'm here,
Matt's track him down. He's into that.
It's all about it's all about tricking your body.
Yeah.
That's you talk to anyone.
It's like the Kato character in the Pink Panther movies. Does Dave and Buster's mean anything to you?
It's a place where they have games.
I know what it is. I don't. Why are you taking me there?
Solid menu, bar items.
Why are you taking me there?
Well, why do you think we're taking you there?
The park cast.
We're gonna park in front of it.
You know what?
If it has the emotional.
You know what? Actually,
we're gonna podcast it. That's why we have it called Park Cast.
This is still tough for me.
Do you still keep in touch with Drew Brees?
I mean, I watch him.
Watch
on television.
You were his agent.
I was his agent.
And then something happened and said it's Dave and Buster's. I changed all that.
Well, Dave and Buster's is where we met.
And it's also
he was with the Chargers at the time. Mm-hmm. Was in town. He was a backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And he was having trouble getting tickets out of his skee ball machine. And I helped him out. I unlocked the case and got him his tickets.
Oh, you had a full set of keys?
Well, of course.
Wow.
Yeah.
You had status.
Yeah, if I didn't have the keys myself, I certainly knew who to talk to get them. And I was excited to meet, you know, NFL quarterback.
Just sidebar, how long does it take to close out of Dave and Buster's? Like 3 hours?
Yeah, from the time I have to leave as a customer.
Yeah, to get that place like clean.
Well, you gotta look, those you know, those virtual reality games don't clean themselves.
Oh, a lot of Windex.
A lot of Windex.
Yeah.
You gotta marry the ketchups.
Yeah.
And then you gotta hit the bathrooms and
what about when you put the singing animals to sleep? Do they just stand there or do you put the
animatronics are self cleaning.
Okay.
All the animatronics are self cleaning.
At night, do you store them all down in their hole, the whack-a-mole?
The whack-a-mole they be up?
You wanna know that the whack-a-moles actually get removed one by one, they get unscrewed and they all go into they go into card catalogs. You know those old card catalog shelving units?
Wow.
Yeah. And they all sleep in there. At least that's what I did with them. But, and then beyond that.
Is that your favorite game at Dave and Buster's Whack-A-Mole?
I think you're Dance Dance Revolution.
I love Dance Dance Revolution. Honestly, the dirtiest machine in all of any Dave and Buster's is Papa Shot. And you wouldn't
really
think so. But those little balls.
A lot of heavy breathers playing that game?
You got heavy breathers that are fogging up the glass. A lot of people sweat. There's spittle. It's the most output physically of any of the games. But just.
And the netting collects germs.
The netting collects the germs from off of the ball.
Sure.
But the balls are so dirty. They're the dirtiest balls.
What's the safest game to play? Like, is it probably just safe just to watch the animals sing and
pinball?
Stuff?
Pinball?
Yeah.
Pinball?
Well, that's
just
got contact.
You wipe off with your shirt.
You know,
Dave.
Trivia. They have some trivia there now.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's just, it's kind of for the kids that aren't coordinated or don't have imaginations.
I always like the motocross re-lean. That's one of my favorites.
It's a pretty dirty one, but it is fun.
Yeah, there's not MRSA or anything on there.
There can be MRSA. There can be, absolutely. Look, every Dave & Buster's is a Petri dish, you know? Really is. By the way,
there was a Mercury leak at one point in one of those. You weren't involved in that.
No.
The Mercury leak?
So I signed Drew Brees. I signed Drew Brees in that Dave & Buster's.
What is Drew Brees?
Literally signed him.
As an agent.
When I say signed.
That's 5% of his salary.
When I say signed, 5 is standard. 10 is very standard now, too. I wasn't getting those numbers, but we were working together closely. And
Matt, what do you pay your agent?
42%.
40,
wow.
That's a lot. I don't know if that's a great deal.
That's so high. I mean, if you need help, I'm happy to.
Devin Tackberry, your agent, man.
I don't know. I'm too loyal. Okay. I'm just too loyal. Okay. It just seems easier to keep doing it.
Loyalty's great as long as it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing that I always told Drew.
I should have you manage my career, Devin, because I could use some advice.
Oh, there it is. There's Dave & Buster's. Unbelievable.
So sorry.
I'm going to throw the park right here.
I just need a moment.
Put the parking brake on, Matt.
Let's roll around the block.
Okay.
Let's see what it feels like to drive around the Dave & Buster block, because maybe there's...
It's like going in. It's like running into an old girlfriend who broke your heart, you know?
Mm.
Except that girlfriend ended up being a Hall of Fame quarterback, making millions and millions of dollars.
I'm going to put it in neutral, Matt, and I'm just going to coast a little bit, see if that feels any different.
I had our research department do salary accruement for a hypothetical career you would have had with Drew, including endorsements. They said that your personal intake would have been
No, don't say it. I don't like to do that. I can't do the what ifs.
For sure, $40 million. For sure.
You don't have to pay your agent. You are the agent.
I told people didn't believe me that he absolutely could be the face of a company. And you know, people said, no, he looks too boring. He looks too like he looks like he works at Enterprise Rent-A-Car. That's what people kept saying about him. So I said, well, let's call Enterprise. You know, and he's just. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. People wanted him to remove his birthmark. I said, keep the birthmark.
That's who you are.
There's
so many people that look the same. Be your Drew Breesiest.
But you did have your birthmark.
I wish I could have given you that.
What's good for your clients isn't always good for you.
It's do what I say, not as I say when it comes to birthmarks.
What is Drew Brees like pick with his tickets? You know what I mean? Like, I know that like when I go, I'll like lean towards some of the toys. Sports, like a Nerf ball or something.
He's nonstop keychains.
Keychains.
I don't know what he's doing with keys. I don't know what's happening. He loves keychains. And
he's probably just really organized.
Really? He's got a thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cute. It's childish. I mean, childlike.
Oh, God.
But yeah, that is a kind of a silly thing.
Oh.
And he put a fair amount of hours in there, too. Like,
there's Rayanne. I can't believe it. These are people I haven't seen in years. They're all getting off their shift.
Oh, one of your old buddies?
Oh, you know that guy?
Not buddies. It's a woman. I don't understand what you can't see.
What's her name? Scott.
Rayanne.
Scott.
Well, don't worry about the name. If you think that she looks like a man, then that's fine. No.
Hey.
No. She rented out a room, part of my room for a couple months. She broke up with her husband.
So she was staying with you while she was separated from her husband?
For 2 months.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's a really know her. She like ran away too. She did not want to see you.
We had some unresolved issues as it relates to bills.
She's mouth worded the word no and walked away. How did that make you feel?
It's fine. You know what? Can we turn around? I think I'm all good here.
I can turn around. There's parking spaces on both sides of the street, but we need to stay.
What do you want from me? What do you want me to say? I don't understand what this podcast is supposed to be.
It's a very successful branding move by UCB Sports and Leisure. Every podcast
feels mean and hurtful, you know?
Oh, you're right.
Why?
I guess I thought you might have gone past this moment. Like, I guess it is a little mean, but it's radio.
Let me give you an analogy. Is when you give birth to a child, is that mean and hurtful? Because that is difficult and painful, but it's ultimately...
Scott used to work in advertising.
How is that analogous to what this is?
This is a chance for you to go through a difficult, uncomfortable, painful thing.
It's a portal to another Devin, truth.
I don't understand that analogy.
We're trying to help you work through this because...
I wonder if I'm still the... I wonder if I'm still the top scorer.
At Papa Shot?
No, not on Papa Shot.
Whack-a-mole?
Frogger.
Thank you for listening to UCB Sports and Leisure. Special thanks to this week's guest, Brad Morris, and big props to our producer, Cody Ziegler. You guys can find us on Twitter and Instagram at UCBSL. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review on iTunes or a like. And be sure to check out Brad on Great News. It's a show on NBC. Thanks for listening. Peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.